Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes! 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 greater love, grace, how can it be? My sin.
Forever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We know that Jesus will fix it. After a while, he'll fix it. And he'll be on time. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. And God, we ask, O God, as you honor what we are doing, God, we continue to give you praise. We continue to give you glory and give you honor. We ask, Father God, that you would touch your servant today and that you would use her for your glory. God, touch her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay, that as she see and hear, she will speak, God, and we none of her, but all of you, God. And we are so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Come on in, Apostle, and let the Lord use you. I'm going to go on mute. Come on in. Apostle, come on in.
Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. I praise God for
praise
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, I'm overseer Apostle David Callender and his wife Nancy Callender to our Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop Jane Washington. And I praise God for Mother Grant this morning to Deacon Frazier. This morning, anyone else might be on the line to come. I pray to the Lord for you this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord. You know, God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, are you Mother Grant?
Yes.
The lady. Are you Mother Grant? Hello?
That sounds like Lula.
Oh, that's Lula.
Amen. It's Lula.
So praise God.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Yeah. To the word. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be speaking from this morning, St. John, the 16th chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse, amen. Let me get my tablet here, okay. And my subject is Christ, the giver of the Spirit. And our keynote going to be found in the seventh verse, the keynote of this chapter, amen. Christ, the giver of the Spirit, amen, because the Spirit of God didn't come from no one but God, amen. All right, it reads as follows: these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. Okay, that first verse is talking about the warning of coming persecution. 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 We're going to be persecuted for the name of Christ. Jesus was persecuted when he was here because they didn't want to hear him talk the talk of his God. Amen. He said, they shall put you out of the synagogue. Talking about a religion leader. Amen. Put them out of the synagogue. That put you out of some churches now. And you get in there, began to talk about the Holy Spirit with the speaking in unknown tongue. They'll say, we don't have that here. You know, they'll ask you to leave. Amen. In other words, these are unbelievers. And we living in the world today. Well, people are got so many spirits. And you can say, oh, I ain't over two. They got so many spirits. Spirit do this, spirit do that, spirit. Well, we know the two major spirits is right and wrong. And that's what we focused on this morning. Amen. And if we have a spirit in us, we want it to be the Spirit of God. I mean, I can speak personally. And I can even speak boldly about our God children this morning. They don't want but one spirit, and that's the Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, yes, the time will come that whosoever kill you will think that he does God's service. And, you know, I used to read that. Matter of fact, when my daddy was in the intensive care before he, every time they, you know, let us go in to see him, he would have that little Bible turned to that chapter. He would have that, reading that, And I'm going to say the last 2 days before he passed. And when me and my sister went in there, sometime here, I know they kept him medicated, but the Bible would be on the floor. He had dropped the Bible. And I pick it up and I look and I say, Annie, look at the scripture, what he's singing. You know. But anyway, I know it's a foul play in that, but however, I kept focusing on it. What Jesus was singing. He said, that whosoever kill you, the one they say other words, they'll think that it comes from God. They think they're doing God's service. But it's talking about a spiritual death. What Jesus was talking to them. And you can find that scripture in 1 Timothy 4 and 1. He said, and these things will they do unto me, to you. They said, in one way or the other, he said, these things that man would do unto us today. He said, because they have not known the Father nor me. People would do you wrong because they don't know the Father or Jesus. Amen. Because if people knew that we belong to our Heavenly Father, amen, and Jesus, amen, you know, so much people doing, some people wouldn't even do that. I mean, if they had known God and if they had known his son, amen, but people know they don't have the fear of God in them. They don't want to know anything about the true and living God, amen. They didn't want to know anything about his son when his son came to bring the word of God, amen. But the forebears say, but these things have I told you. When the time comes, shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. See, Jesus told us in his word, these time is coming. And we see it more and more each day. Amen. And those that has been in Christ Jesus, they can look back in their life. And a lot of folks say, don't use the word back in their life, because if you was if you were saved or you was a sinner, you don't want to look back in their life. See, you got the wrong mind to even make that phrase to say that. Because when a person look back, they looking back to see what the Lord has brought them through or brought them from. It ain't no harm looking back, as long as you don't get your mind caught back in the back. As long as you keep your mind steadfast upon the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for filling him right now. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus out here. Let me say that again. He told us what's going to be in this earth. Other words, when we see these things come, we don't supposed to let our heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Because he said, when these things shall begin to come. Other words, you know your redemption going now. Those that's it's in the word of God. Those know the word of God. And I'm going to rephrase that thing, in the word. You know our apostle talk about. Hallelujah. That was a beautiful phrase. And I know I can't phrase it like he said, but I'm going to say the man said him, when the preacher told him. You let the word be in you. We always say, I'm going to get in the word. I know we are saying we're going to go and read the word. But the real thing is, let that word get in you. And once Jesus' word get into us, we know that what he has said is coming to pass. Of what he has said, we see that happen right now. Amen. And it's still in the fourth verse. He said, and these things I say not unto you at the beginning. At the beginning of his ministry. No, he didn't say those things to him. Hallelujah. He said, because I was with you, there was no need. Because he was walking around with his disciples. Amen. As long as he was walking around with disciples, hallelujah, he had that spirit of God already was in him. He can protect his disciples. Now he's gone and he's sitting up on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. Now we got the Holy Spirit because the Bible says, and we will find out later, but the Bible said, hallelujah, glory be to God, he has given to us. He sent it back. Amen. We got a protection. Amen. We got somebody that's able to keep us. Hallelujah. We got somebody because we got the word of God on the inside. Hallelujah. He gave us that authority when that devil come and we see him coming. We got that authority to bind him up, curse him to the root. I'm from these spiritual devils and that the, I call the old man send his fairy dots out to tackle the children of the Most High God. Amen. And he went on to say, in the same verse of the fourth verse, he said, because I was with you. But he said, now I'm getting ready to leave you now, he said. In other words, I'm preparing you. Hallelujah. I am preparing you because this was at that time the beginning of his ministry because he was with you, but now he is about to leave you. Hallelujah. And more, he was going to tell you what is going to happen. The fifth verse says, but now I go my way to him who sent me. Uh-huh. I'm going back to him that sent me. He was talking about your Heavenly Father. And none of you ask me, where do you go? Now Jesus kept on, and he had taught the disciple and the mother too about his Heavenly Father. But when he said this, ain't no one asked him, where are you going? Amen. Okay. He said, they are not asking now simply because it seems that they are beginning to understand what he is saying. At least about this leaving. Now, we at the body of Christ, it's good to listen to, I'm going to say, our pastor and when he preached the word, because, you know, what our pastor is through the word of God, he's building us up. Now, Jesus gave us a faith, but he's building us up. He laying the foundation down. You know, he let his church know, I'm talking about the babes in Christ. He's preaching and teaching the word, and the preachers that is sincere in God, they will tell the congregation, I want you to keep the word in you. I probably won't be with you always. You might want to leave and go somewhere else. But you're going to be rooted and grounded in the word. Hallelujah. You're going to be rooted and grounded. You're going to know how to stand. Hallelujah. And you know, when you get weak on the wayside, you know who to go to give you strength to stand. You go and pray. Hallelujah. He said, pray. And when Jesus said, and whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he said, that's why I'll do it. And when we get down on our business, those that is able to get on their business knees, because he'll hear you if you stand up. Mm-hmm. And ask him with a sincere heart, Father, I'm getting weak by the wayside, and I need you to help me stand. Because, you know, we used to sing a song a long time ago that so many falling by the wayside. And truly today, we can see so many falling by the wayside. We can see so many come out the church, amen, and coming into the world. And we can see the churches getting into the world, or the world that got into it. I'm talking about some of them that stood up to declare Jesus was Lord. And they left. And they allowed that evil one to get in their heart. And they began to go on another direction. But he still got some that are going to stand. But I'm saying the one that decided to stand, there was that five or so many falling by the wayside. Now help me to stand. Take me by my hand and leave me on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that want to be truly led by Jesus. Amen. And the word go on and say, the sixth verse, okay, I had rolled with six, the sixth and seven, eight, okay? The sixth and the seven, eight is the key note of the Holy Spirit, okay? The sixth verse say, but because I have said these things unto you, filled your heart. Mm-hmm. It filled their heart because he was going to leave them. And you can know today if we love our leader, whether he's a male or female, we can love them spiritually. So in our heart, if they leave, it'll hurt. I remember a long time ago, you know, but I had, you know, been saved some years, but sometimes our pastor with other speaker from another state. And it was several preachers in different places that really my spirit got hold to. I put it that way. Because my spirit just don't get hold to any everybody. And hey, I ain't sad about it. I'm glad about it. But I remember people when they got ready to leave, some of the people just cry. I just wonder what them folks crying about. I didn't want to see them leave. I was blessed through the word. Amen. I didn't want to see them leave. But they were just crying tears and tears. Amen. And even, I just didn't understand. But now I understand. And if a person, I'm going to say my pastor, that's really pouring out his heart in the word of God, and I'm going to stop right now and say, our overseer, David Callender, that man preached the word. Mm-hmm. He preached the word. I say this, and I'm saying it from the depth of my heart, but I thank God, I'm getting him more, understanding more. Everything I hear this man say from the word of God, it is the word. Amen. And he preaches out of his heart. Amen. But I remember Pastor Luna was telling me, you know, I'm going to use the word a long time ago, but, you know, maybe been some years ago, when she first and her and her husband first met the apostle, oh, they were so blessed, and they said, oh, when he left, they were crying. I said, oh, Pastor, I said, I have no experience that too along the way. I said, I seen other crying. I just stand there, but I had hurt in my heart. So this is the way Jesus' disciple was. Jesus' disciple was hurt because, hey, he didn't go. He had to go. I mean, his work was done, getting ready to be done, but he came here to tell us what God said. He was telling God was his father. He came to tell us to put us on the right track. And a true man and a true woman of God, if they teach you, if they preach you, they're going to tell you what the word of God say. Amen. And that's all they can do because they didn't write it. Amen. He said, but because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Mm-mm-mm. But still, they did not understand the resurrection. Because, see, he was getting ready. He was finna get ready. He was getting ready to go back into his father. Amen. And his father, hallelujah, already had told him, hallelujah, the promise of the comfort. He left us a promise, hallelujah. He left us, and he sent back. Cause let's go back. God sent it. Jesus brought it. Praise God. If you want it, if you want it, it's out there. The Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. And then the seventh verse say, he said, never be let. You just shoot. It is exceeding for you that I do go away. My mission and my ministry of the Holy Spirit, of the body of Christ, depends upon the returning of Christ to the Father. He had to go back to his Father. They were depending upon him, and we in the earth, we depend upon him today. Amen. He said, for if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. You know, I'm sure they were sad, but when that comfort came, they was glad. Amen. I'm so glad that he sent it back. What will we do today? Where would we have been if we didn't have a comfort with us today? He said, but if I depart, he had to depart, I will send him unto you. Mm-hmm. A finished work of the cross, the man of Christ, before the Holy Spirit could be sent. That finished work, he had to go back. He had to go back. Hallelujah. He already had put the blood on the mercy seat, but he had to go back. Sit side, the right-hand side of the Father, interceding for us. And he's still interceding for us. And many that fall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for Jesus. And I'm so glad today that he sent it back. Hallelujah. Because when you're going through your troubles and your trials and your tribulation on this earth, which he said we got to go through. Even so many people talk about, lady asked me just the other day. She said, I just want to know one thing. And I said, what is it? If Jesus was such a good God, she said, why is people going through all this stuff? And I spoke and I said, because he said, in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulation. He didn't promise us that every day is going to be sunny. Hallelujah. He gave us some sunshine. He gave us some rain. He gave us some sleet, and he gave us some snow. But I still said, if he was so good, why are we to go through this? I said, well, why not? Mm-hmm. The Bible said, he had to suffer. What about I? What about you? Yeah, amen. People don't want to go through nothing. Men don't want to go through the suffering. Even Jesus said, arm yourself likewise. Amen. If he had to go through, don't you think we need to go through? Why do you think it should be so easy for us? Amen. Amen. It's lack of understanding. And when you read God's word, you got to read God's word in the spirit for you to get a revelation, not of what he's saying. Amen.
Amen.
Read what the word says. I can not go, I don't hear what these folks saying, what these folks preaching about. I can understand. And I'm going to say this a little bit. I know this concerning another scripture. But when they were going to have that marriage, and he told that man to go out and bid them, go on the highways and hedges. And one of them came in. They were talking about with another gum. Oh, that thing puzzled me. I said, in the beginning, he didn't say what they had to wear. He told them, bid them to come in. I couldn't understand it. I really couldn't understand it. So I called my pastor. I said, But she broke it down to me, and my eyes came open. And that gum was, you don't have Jesus. Hallelujah. You come in, because he's coming back for his bride. And if you ain't dressed like a bride, you are none of here. Amen. But, so I'm saying that to say this today. in the Word of God. If we want to have the power, we got to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power. It's a dynamite power that leads us and guides us into all truth. Those that really want to know the truth, amen. We living in a time, but still, although we know so much going on, but we still, if we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence and speaking in tongues as the Spirit, that's what the Bible says, give us uttering. Amen. We're going to continue to pray. Oh, yes. We hate in our heart so much going on. Amen. We desire to hear good things, but we just hear bad things after bad things. But we also have the remembrance of our in our heart what the Word of God says. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. In other words, don't let these things get you off the rock. Just know your redemption joy now. Amen. In other words, you continue, keep yourself prayed up. Keep yourself fasting up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep yourself. Focus on the Word of God because that's all we got. The Bible declares heaven and earth shall pass away, but His Word is going to stand forever. So that's why it's so important that we get the Word in us. Hallelujah. Not on the outside of us, but get it in us. Hallelujah. So many people got it on the outside because I know how to say it. I know. I got all kind of degrees. I don't care about your degrees. I ain't looking at your degrees. I'm looking at you. Say you got Jesus. You're going to walk. And you're going to talk the talk. Hallelujah. And God, He said, we ain't got to jury nobody. Because what's in you is going to come out. Amen. You can just sit back and you can listen. But we ain't sitting back and listening trying to find a fault in man. When we see that fault, we pray for it. We pray for it. Hallelujah. Because, like I said before and I said again, so many people walking around here and they salt is falling off them. They salt. They preserve them. Why? Because they are willfully going out here committing sin. And they'll start a little bit and a little bit started dipping away, dipping away. It's the same way when you get in your sin and start your sin slowly. Y'all, you don't be a backslider then. You're slowly, but you're keeping on. Or you got away with it, keeping on. Or you're going to commit sin, but you still feel the Spirit. And you're going to go back and do it again. And you're going to keep on. Other words, like you're testing Jesus. Oh, they can speak in tongues. You better make sure what tongue you're speaking in. Because the Bible says somebody, it was five, think of 5,000 tongue one. I read that many years ago, but I know it more than the tongue of the Holy Spirit. So you better make sure you're speaking the tongue of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But you keep on doing it. That's why I said stop, begin to drop off. So we just walk around as a salt man. And when I said man, I'm talking about one man too. Hallelujah. A salt man. And when we got sin being in head, the operator, the overseer of our life, we done lost our salt. And we need to go back to our Heavenly Father and tell Him, I want to be salted again. Put it on me, Jesus, if I want to be all right. Hallelujah. So many people don't want nobody to tell them. Tell them they in their wrong. But as the Bible said, if you know the truth, you put to tell somebody the truth. Amen. And you sitting up there and let them talk all this foolish talk to you. You ain't no better than them. And you sitting there and see, you supposed to correct them. But then a lot of people say, well, I ain't trying to tell nobody how to live. And God, wait, no. That's not the Word of God. That's not the Word of God. When you see your brother in error and God had gave you the truth, you supposed to at least try to tell them. Yes, it left up to the individual to receive it or to reject it. I always tell, I know the churches in, you know, in years ago, and some of the women have become at, oh, I seen somebody fall in a ditch. I didn't say nothing. It was not my conversation. But these was preachers, and but all of them probably had Holy Ghost now. These was preachers, lady, and then the mother of the church. And I just walked up in the midst. See, God made me a bold soldier. I know I'm bold. I sit in your face. I don't care whether you like it or not. As long as I know I'm in the Word, that's all right with me. And I said to those women, I said, you seen that individual going, walking, and you know that was holy for you. You wouldn't tell me. No! I know she wasn't going to say. I said, that is the wrong way to be. I said, but I tell y'all, if y'all see me finna walk towards your home, tell me. Well, you can't tell everybody. I said, but you can tell somebody. And I said, I am one of the somebody you can tell. I want you to tell me. Millie, that's a hole up in front. Don't let me fall in a hole and then tell you, oh, Millie, that was a hole there. I thought you seen it. Because so many people's eyes is still blind. So many people still got scales on their eyes. Hallelujah. Take time to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them in love. Amen. Whether they want to hear it or not, tell them in love. Hallelujah. And once you tell them in love, you done done what you're supposed to do. It left, rest of it left unto the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the 8th verse says, and when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin. Hallelujah. He will reprove the world of sin. Hallelujah. Sin of the rejecting of Christ and a righteousness. Jesus is righteousness. And declared by the resurrection and the judgment, Satan was judged at Calvary. And all who follow him is likely to be judged. And that stands for today. You fighting the devil today, you're going to be judged. Amen. He said, oh, sin, because they believe not on me. Well, they did, they reject. They rejected him. They rejected what he did on the cross. Christ is respect. And he came to bring us salvation. That's why he had to die on the cross so we could have salvation. His own righteousness, because I go to my Father. And I'm so glad today that Jesus went to his Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm so glad the Father put us in Jesus' hand. See, the Father, he was still working for us too. Hallelujah. He put us in Jesus' hand. Jesus turned around and said later on, all the Father has put in my hand. No man can front about. Those that is rooted and grounded in Jesus. I don't care how that devil come. Hallelujah. I don't care how he tried to lay traps for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how he opened doors for us. Hallelujah. Even sometimes, because the Bible says we all sin, came short to the glory of God. When you come in to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we don't go out and practice sin. But the Bible says if we sin, we got to ask with our Father. All we have to do is say, Abba, Father. Ask him to forgive us. He will forgive us. But God put us in his son's hand. He said, no man going to be able to plunk him out. Because first time we do sin, the Holy Spirit going to let us know. Hallelujah. And those that are really sincere, they're going to repent. They're going to repent. And once they repent to their Father, hallelujah. He don't remember that sin no more. And I'm so glad God thought about me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, oh, righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Why? Because his work was finished. His work was finished. And let me tell you, those that are born of Jesus Christ, those that truly live in the Word of God, and when he called us from this world, our work is finished. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, oh, judgment, because the prince of this world is yours. You know that devil, he was a prince. He was a prince. Oh, evil one. Satan. Mm-hmm. He was defeated at the cross, though. I'm so glad at Calvary he was defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you can find that in Revelation 20, 12, 15. Mm-hmm. You can tell and find in that chapter. He was defeated. He was defeated. Amen. Amen. The 12th verse saying, I have told. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you. Many things to say unto you. Praise God. And he would talk about many things I had to say unto you. He said, but you can't bear them now. Hallelujah. You cannot bear them now. Praise God, praise God. Because you know they wasn't ready. Amen. They wasn't really ready to receive the things that if Jesus would have told them. But he said, I got a lot of things, but you can't bear them now. Mm-hmm. Amen. The foundation is already had been laid. It was laid by Christ Jesus. But ye cannot bear them now. The 13th verse said, howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, is come. Because the Holy Spirit is truth. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit, and it is true. It ain't going to lie. He ain't going to tell you you can live any kind of way and die, you can go to heaven. He let us know he's a truth. He said, you live right, you can go back with him. But if you live wrong, hell waiting on you. Hallelujah. Let's tell it like it is now. Don't be preaching no hell, what the Bible said. Hell waiting on you. If you don't repent, no, there's no other place I found in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I studied this Bible. I studied this Bible course for long years, and I had. Mm-hmm. And I had. A lot of them Baptist preachers came against me. But, baby, I tell you, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, I said, he gave me boldness. Yeah, my professor one time was talking about giving me an F because I stood up in class and I told them what the Word of God said. They were coming after me, and me and them other few ladies, they were kind of scared to say anything because they was men. I stayed in the Word. And then when it ended up, God had my professor to tell a man, okay, that's it. Some of y'all saying the same thing, but, you know, it's the way we look at it. She's talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! With that fire. And because we ain't teaching this stuff now, that's what the Word of God said. And he said, yes, they spoke in tongues, and people been speaking tongues today. And someone said, well, I don't want to speak with Lord, that's your privilege. But he went on and shared the scripture where he said, the tongue is for them that believe. It ain't for you if you don't believe in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he, you know, my teacher stuck up for me. But my mind was made up. I said, I am not going to let you, because y'all are men, some of y'all older than me, some of y'all younger than me. I said, I pay my dollar like you paid yours. And that I know. I said, I take it to the bank. My teacher always tell me all the time, whew, sister. But I'm telling the truth. Because that's what the word say. And I ain't neither you trying to cover up. The word People have covered the word up for so long. That's why so many people out there still doing wrong. And then you might say, you can't put that in the word. Oh, yes, you can. Because if you ain't been taught nothing, how do you expect to know anything? Amen. Now, I am so happy. And I talked to 3 different people over the weekend in these Baptist churches. And they began to let women preach. Some of them, no, in the past. But I say, well, praise God. He said, oh, yes. I said, I'm glad. See, God's word is going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was because men's eyes were blind and they couldn't see. Hallelujah. God said, who he called. He qualified. They already were qualified. He qualified them. Amen. And getting back into the 13th verse, he said, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, is come? That spirit of truth came on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will guide you into all truth. Our faith is placed in Christ and the cross, and the Holy Spirit can bring forth truth to us. The Holy Spirit brings the truth to you. It says, he does not guide unto some truth, but rather, he guides us into all truth. Amen. Let you know, he ain't going to work halfway. Hallelujah. He ain't getting no slack. Either going to be all of it or none of it. Hallelujah. Well, I know I've been born again, and I got some of the Holy Spirit. You ain't got some. Jesus don't deal with some. Either you born again or you're not. You seen a baby half born? Oh, the baby half born. He ain't completed out of the woman body. So both of them gonna die. Let you know, if you have something, you're gonna die. I ain't seen one side of a man is dead and another living, because that dead going to modify that alive, and he's going to kill that. Hallelujah. You can look at the word of God the way you want it, but you better ask God for a revelation knowledge. It's too much going on in this world, too much trying to continue to bury Jesus out of our sight. But the devil is a liar. God's word is the truth. And we be obedient. The Bible said we shall eat the good of the land. And we be obedient to hold on to his word. Hallelujah. Hold on to his word. Hallelujah. If we have to go down, you hold on to the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I used to hear the old preacher say sometimes, hallelujah. Oh, I got to die for the name. I got to be willing to die. Huh? If I want to make heaven my home, hallelujah. Hey, glory. And it's good to lay down with him. You can get up with him. My God, my God. And it's bad when you lay down with a shepherd and wake up with an alligator sitting beside you. A lion beside you. You better get some things straight in your life while there's still a chance. Hallelujah. We don't know how much time, because we do know, according to the word of God, the Bible's will be taken from us. That's why it's so important for us to get the word down on the inside of us. Hallelujah. When we get the word, although man can take the word, all we have to do, hey, glory be to God, within our heart, oh, glory be to God, that stomach, that belly, he said, in your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen, amen. Yeah, it'll come up, hallelujah. And we can pray that word back to our Heavenly Father. Hey, he's going to come and see about us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. He told me the real truth. We can stand on the real truth. We can't stand on half truth. Too much half stuff going around. Either you got them or you don't. Hallelujah. And but he said, but whosoever he shall hear then shall he speak. So other words, some Bible says whatsoever, but this one read as this he. It's whatsoever you hear, that's what you're going to speak. Amen. Other words, whatever the word say, that is what I'm going to say. I don't have that right. I don't have the authority to change it, to make it fit me for something that I'm doing covered up. It's so much being covered up now, but I'm so glad the Holy Spirit is pulling the cover. He ain't just not started pulling the cover. He's pulling the cover, and he's going to continue to pull the cover. And in this process, some going to get saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to do whatsoever he got to do because he said he got some of the not of the fold. Hallelujah. He said, them I must bring. But he'll bring them through us when we open our mouth and tell people it's time. Come to Jesus. He ain't looking at what you're doing. He ain't even looking at what you did 5 minutes ago. But if you come with a sincere heart, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. And say, God, make me yours. I declare he'll make you here. Hallelujah. And it's so good that we can just really brag about our Jesus. Oh, I can brag about my Father. Hallelujah. I can brag. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is the one that supplies my every need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what we hear in his word, that's what we supposed to speak. Uh-huh. And he will show you things to come. Things to come in those days was new covenant, which will surely be given. We already got the new covenant. Jesus Christ was in the covenant. Yeah, I said the most shy. Jesus Christ got a new covenant. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that when this Bible was written, I don't know when. Hallelujah. They talking about he's going to come. He already here because he's inside of me. Hallelujah. He inside of you, those that believe today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive, other words, what we receive is of Jesus. Uh-huh. And shall show it unto you. That's what Jesus did for us. Mm-hmm. What he received from his Father, he showed it to us. Hallelujah. He gave these great truths to the apostle Paul. Romans chapter 6:8. It's in the word. It's in the word. What I'm saying, it's in the word. I didn't say the word was here before I got here. And the word going to be here when I'm gone. Hallelujah. He's all things that the Father has are mine. Mm-hmm. Everything the Father has are mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's the way it is today. Father, true Father, what that true Father has, he's going to leave it to his church. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, say I, that he shall take a mind and shall show it to you. The Father took that with Jesus, showed us to us. Amen. Show it to you. That was the foundation of the Holy Spirit. It was revealed to the church and is what Christ did at the cross. In Romans 6:3-14, 8:1-2, amen, 8:1-2 in the 11th verse. 1 Corinthians 1:17, 18, and 21, 23. And go back now to 1 Corinthians 2:2. Then you go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. You'll find it in these verses. Things that I'm saying of the Father, what the Father did for us. Amen. Amen. God's word is truth by itself. We need to fall in love with him. Hallelujah. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. Each and every day of your life, fall in love with him. You know, I used to hear a lot of young women, and not in judge, trying to judge nobody, but if they had a problem with their boyfriend, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I do anything getting back. Why don't you reach out for Jesus? Won't you cry after him? That is so far man can take you, but Jesus can take you all the way. He can take you all the way. He ain't going to take you part of the way, because some men take you part of the way and drop you like a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Because they tell their other potato the same thing they telling you. And you done got your eyes off of Jesus and got your eyes on that man. Hallelujah. But if you put your eyes on Jesus, hallelujah, and the man that God sent to you, he will be the right man. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Keep focused on the word, because the word is all we got. Hallelujah. The word is all we need. Hallelujah. See, I can walk around on it. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else. I walk through my house and I talk to my Jesus. Hallelujah. When I go to bed, I lay down with him. Hallelujah. When I get up with him. Hallelujah. Glory. Can't nobody love me like Jesus. Hallelujah. And I ain't looking for no lover, but Jesus, no, not lover, lover. I got my lover. He's on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I say he feeds me when I'm hungry. He heals me when I'm sick. Hallelujah. My. And when problems come that I can't solve. Hallelujah. I say, God, this is too hard for me. I said, take it. Take it, Jesus. Take it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God. I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him that he taught me the truth. Hallelujah. And even as a babe in Christ, when the preacher preached the word, I was wanting to sit there. I was just like a sponge, baby. Honey, I said, you put that sponge in that cup of water. Hey, after a while, that water started soaking that sponge. And he's going to keep on soaking until he's going, that sponge going to run over with the water. I was soaking that word up. And sometimes I write the verses down. Glory be to God. I go home and I begin to read it. And then I begin to share it. I begin to share with my family. So some of them got mad. But praise God, I still stood it. My sister and her husband, hallelujah, I kept on today, got in holiness. My other sister was in service, and when she got out, I know before she went to service, she was, I use the word hang around, but she was under this minister lady that preached holiness. But my sister went to service and went to stay 4 years, and when she got out, glory be to God, we kept on, me and my other sister, talking about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then her mother-in-law was a holy preacher. And she used to go to her service. But praise God, praise God. My sister got baptized, my baby sister got baptized with the Holy Spirit. And as I give God the praise, hallelujah. I still had two more, hallelujah, I had two more brothers. One of my brothers, my older brother from Indianapolis came, and I was telling him about Jesus. So every time I see him, I was telling him. Hallelujah. No, he told me one day, he looked at me, he said, you know what? You used to be my favorite sister. And I said, yes. He said, now you come talking about this Jesus stuff. Well, that's your opinion. I'm going to still tell you. I'm still going to tell you, you need to give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus and ask Jesus to lead you, brother. Hallelujah. After he'll be with you all the way. Hallelujah. He'll be with you all the way, not part of the way. But he would listen what I said. He would listen. I hope he fixed everything before the Lord took him. But one thing about it, I told him what God had told me. I didn't back off. Yeah. He was our brother. We looked up to him, my big brother. But my baby brother, he got saved. Hey, glory. I said, God, sometimes, you know, I was criticized. I was talked about. Hallelujah. I was lied on. But I stood for Jesus. Hallelujah. They did everything they could to keep me from the church. They did it. Behind I go to church anyway. Hey, I come back home like I was walking in hell. But I stood in hell and I walked out of hell when that church door opened. Anyway, it had to be my church. I went and I received God's word. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I have seen many things God has done even in my life. Why? Because I stood the test. Hallelujah. So I didn't turn around. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I remember I have met preachers I didn't know about. Hallelujah. Prophets. And they look at me. They looked at me. And I'm sitting there looking at them too. And they come out their mouth. They said, woman, God. He said, the Holy Spirit said, because you stood. He said, because you stood and didn't turn around, he said, all you went through. I went to ask him, what did I go through? But the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me say nothing. He let me listen. He said, all you went through, you could have turned around. He said, because you didn't turn around and you did not deny his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, you held on to his name. He said, brother, God said, he's going to give you double. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, like he did Abraham. Hallelujah. And I got praise God for Jesus because truly I mean him. I ain't asking him for no plan. Hallelujah. I didn't do it. I got saved at 20, almost 22 years old. Glory be to God. And honey, I tell you, I ain't going to tell nobody every day was a good day. But I tell you when it came to my Jesus. I didn't care about the friend leaving me. I didn't care about the girl coming out. Oh, girl, you sound like you're crazy. It didn't matter to me. I know I had him on the inside, and I wasn't afraid to open my mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wasn't afraid to open my mouth and tell him, hey, and what the preacher say. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I used to go out to Jewish City Hospital. Glory be to God. And I used to go in the rooms and ask the patient, could I pray? And glory be to God. And one of the men said yes in the room. The other one said no. I didn't realize that the church mother was across the hall. Glory be to God. And something the man said about the scripture. But the Holy Ghost, not Mary. The Holy Ghost spoke through Mary. And the church mother came back and told my pastor. I said, oh, she didn't know I was across the hall. She said, but that girl, God done gave you, he done gave her the word. Said she didn't. She said, I stood right there and listened to the men and listened to her. Said, God was just speaking. I tell you, he come out my mouth sometimes. I ain't got a loose yet, y'all. I tell you, I ain't got a loose, God. Because one day, I'm going to get unwind. And glory to his kind most shard. And when I do get a loose, hallelujah, glory. He going to let me loose, I said. He going to let me loose. Because everything that Jesus has said to me, I see it come to pass. I see he going to let me loose. He going to let me loose. Hey, glory, 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 glory. And some great things going to happen. Hey. I said some great things going to happen. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. I just praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he knows I am sincere. Hallelujah. I ain't come trying to talk no big words because none of that matters to me. Maybe to you. But long as I know that I'm in the word, that's all that matters. Hallelujah. That's all that matters. All I know, he said, he's coming again. Huh? He's coming on the clouds. And the Bible says every eye shall see him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because I got my comfort down here now. I got my comfort that's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. That if you want to be led. Some don't want to be led. But before it's over with, you're going to wish you were being led. Hallelujah. You're going to wish that you allowed the Holy Spirit to lead you. You're having such a good time, so you think. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the truth, that true spirit. Hallelujah, will lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One, you might be traveling down the wrong highway. Or you might turn off on the wrong road. The Holy Spirit will tell you. Don't turn left. Turn right. Sometimes he'll say, don't turn right or left. He'll tell you, keep straight. I'm so glad that I got the Holy Spirit. It's my guide. He's my leader. He's my all in all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and on the street that God blessed me, so far, and I'm using so far, ever since, I think 1999 when I moved here, we have had a peaceful street. I say way down the street doesn't probably way up the street some part, but I am in the middle. You understand? And it has been very peaceful. Hallelujah. I'm in the middle. And my Savior was hung in the middle. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about peace, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm talking about I can put in, ain't nothing value or nothing, but I can put stuff on your porch that somebody can, even if they want to get it and go and pawn it, but it'll stay on the porch. Hallelujah. But I just praise God for his peace. I thank God for keeping me in perfect peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for giving me his joy. I thank God that I'm not afraid to open my mouth and let somebody know I know Jesus and he know me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I live a life, hallelujah, that I will be shamed if anybody call my name up. Because I know my life is an open book. You can read me from back to front. I guarantee when you close it, you're going to say, well, all I can say, she's standing. I ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody because I know my Jesus saved me. Ain't got to prove nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. People, if I start to open my mouth and tell y'all some things the Spirit deal with me, y'all will say, you are nothing but a liar, but I don't care what you say. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, really, I lay down and go to sleep, the Holy Spirit be telling me, talking to me, showing me stuff. Hallelujah. And all I can say, you ain't ready, started getting ready, and then we don't got ready. Say, Lord, make me more ready. Make me more ready. Make me more ready. I know we had a bishop. Our bishop, he's a prayer. Lord, save me more. And I'm standing there looking, Lord, he already saved one. You can't get saved but one. He said, save me more. It took me a while to catch on. I said, okay, I got it. Yes, we'll save. But you save me more, Jesus. Put me more in your word. All up in your word, because that's what I'm talking about. The word, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the 15th verse says, I'm on 16 verse 6. He said, "A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me." See, when he said that, they got confused. They got confused. Because, he said, he turned around and gave them an answer. "I don't want you confused. I'm making this plain." Uh-huh. He said, "Well, you're going to see me because I go to my Father. The great plan of redemption is complete. And I praise God that we can say, I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I can't say, I can't even walk unless he hold my hand. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just love that song where he said, I can't even walk. Sure enough, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. And the 17th verse said, then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he said unto us a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to my Father. My God, my God. We serve a great God. Amen. He ain't going to leave you confused. One thing about it, if you won't understand, he's going to give you understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they said, therefore, what is this that he said a little while? We cannot tell what he say. Now Jesus knew that they were concerned to ask him, and he said unto them, Do you inquire among yourself that I said? You want some evidence what I'm saying? You want some truth about what I'm saying? He said, the Holy Spirit inform him of that what they were whispering about. The Holy Spirit let Jesus know among themselves. He said, a little while. And you shall not see me again. And a little while, you shall see me. Oh, glory be to God. We're going to see him in a little while. Hey, we can say in a little while. Hallelujah. In a little while, we can say we're going to see him again. Hallelujah. Glory, we see it in the word. Hallelujah. We see him when he make a way for us, hallelujah. We see him when he protect our life, not only our life, other people's life. Oh, glory be to God. We can see him. Sometimes you might be walking the street, and somebody's child might be coming across the street, and there is a car coming, and all you can do, that's at Jesus. Glory be to God, that driver can stop. And that little child be saved. We can see him, hallelujah. We can see him in the clouds. We can see him in the wind. Oh, glory be to God when the clouds began to form in the And then next thing you know, they be turning black. And next thing you know, they'll say a storm is on the way, Sirene. But we got that power. He give it to us. And so, if it's not up here, we can just bind it up. We can say, peace be still. Oh, glory be to God. We can say, peace be still. But he said, that same power that raised Jesus, we got it also. We got to start to using it more. Hallelujah. And sometimes people say, well, I got Jesus, but I can't do what Jesus do. You can do some of the things he does. He did. Some of it. Hallelujah. He prayed. You can pray. Hallelujah. He was a firm believer of his Father, and we can be a firm believer of our Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will gonna be done. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us in the Word of God, there is a prayer you don't pull the prayer. And then, come on, let you know, there is a prayer you can pray. Hallelujah. So I said, if you stay tuned in with the Holy Spirit, he ain't going to leave you wrong. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. I said, if you stay in tune. But you also got to realize his will shall be done. But if ain't his will for nothing to happen, it will not happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. You know, if you go to a bank and apply to get a loan, and you pray, Jesus, please let me get it, please. Oh, I went to church. Some of the church members that they got faith in, I want y'all come together and pray because I need this X amount of dollars. And then I'm going to pray. Well, now listen, if it's the will of Jesus for you, get it. You pray, you can get it. But if it ain't his will, I don't care who pray, you ain't going to get it. He's not contradicting himself. He said, what shall you ask the Father? But you got to learn to ask for the right thing. He's going to give you everything you need. But there is something people are praying for. They ain't got no many praying for. They ain't. But you can't tell them. I'm going to ask. He told me I can ask what he will. Let it be in his will. And if you're praying for something in the will, I stand with you. Continue to pray. Continue to pray till you do it. I'm a firm believer. I continue to pray till you do it. Mm-hmm. Long you pray in his will. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then the 20 verse say, of this chapter, the 20 verse say, verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and allotment according to the crucifixion, but the world shall rejoice. Mm-hmm. The world shall rejoice. Hallelujah. The world shall rejoice. But you shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. What we're going through, we'll sorrow for sometimes, but God turning to joy in our life. Amen. We go through things, our heart really aches, but God will turn that heart aching to joy. Hallelujah. And the 21st verse say, a woman when she is prevailing has sorrow because her hour is come. Other word, when she began to get in pain, she began to get ready to give birth, she in so much pain. Her hour is come. Mm-hmm. And birthing the child. But as soon as she delivered the child, she remembered none of that torment that she went through. All she know, a man is born into this world. Hallelujah. All that woman can say, I can tell you I heard it. Mm-hmm. Because she go through so much, she can't even, God just took it out of her mind. Hallelujah. You can't even tell nobody what you really went through. All you can say, I can tell you I heard it so bad. I'm talking about a woman that truly gives natural birth to a child. But you'd be so glad, the Bible says, you'd be so glad that a man child been born, hallelujah, into this world. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the 22nd verse say, praise God, the 22nd verse say, and you now, therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And we know he's talking about in the resurrection, but we know all that has happened. He's going to see us again. Hallelujah. He said, let not your heart He said, let your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take away from you. Amen. He gave us joy. Don't let your heart be sorrowful. Amen. Because God gave us joy. He said, don't let no man take away from you. He said, and in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Now we can ask him now. We can ask him. But when this day comes, hallelujah, he said, you ask me nothing. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Or the word, he'll give it to us. He will give it to us. Hallelujah. If you have that direct relationship with the Father, he will give it to you. He will give us. Hallelujah. 24 verse 8. Henceforth, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things spoken unto you. He spoke proverbs unto you. But in that time come, when shall no man speak unto you proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day, he shall ask in my name. So we can ask anything today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We shall ask anything. Hallelujah. In his name. Okay. Give us that power and authority. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. You got to say not. But the Father himself loved me, and the Father himself loved you, because you have loved me. Why? We love Jesus, and the Father, God, love us, and have believed that I came not from God. I came not from the Father, and am come unto the world. I came forth from the Father, and he came unto the world. And the Bible said, this is 1 Peter, verse 18 through 20. Again I leave the world and go to the Father, because his mission was completed. And he said, his disciples said unto him, lo now, we are speaking, lo now, are you speaking plainly, or are you speaking to a in proverbs? They say, in other words, you speak that we can understand. He said, now are we sure that you know all things, and need not that any man should ask you? By this we believe that you came from God. In other words, when Jesus told them plainly, they understood it. They believed that Jesus came from God. Amen. And Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Do you now believe? Perfect faith is. Hallelujah. He said, behold, the hour comes. Yes, it's now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And it's talking about when he got ready to be crucified. Yeah, they scattered. They scattered. But we praise God that Jesus had taught them so much word. Peter, he stood out boldly. Hallelujah. He continued get them back together. And when he preached that word, he preached it in boldness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He went through some things. They all went through something. But Jesus, but Peter kept the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He died for the sake of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Mm-mm-mm. He died for the sake of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. These things, hallelujah. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. In me, ye might have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. And so too, we are having tribulation. We can have, we can see tribulation in so many people's lives, but every man got to go through tribulation because Jesus said so. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Mm-hmm. Because if Jesus overcome the world, we can be an overcomer too. Amen. That's the beginning, and that is the end of the Saint John 16, chapter 1 through the 33rd verse. Amen. Now I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Apostle Callender.
Amen. 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 Father, thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle. Now, I'm on this job, but I'm going to pray for you and open the line. If anyone wants to share, I think the Apostle may be getting their shot today. But Father,
okay.
We thank you and praise you, O God, for the word that you have given us today. And thank you for your apostle, your servant, your daughter, my sister, that you have allowed to speak to us today, O God.
Yeah,
we ask you, O God, that all that she has poured out today, that you would pour back into her, God. What
yeah.
an awesome anointed word. God, we bless you and we praise you and we glorify your name. God, we thank you for what you have done, what you're doing and what you will do. You are such an awesome God. God, we ask that those that hear this word named far all over the world, that the word would not return void, but it would accomplish what you said it to do, Lord. And, Lord, lives will be changed, God. Lives will be changed because of this word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you so much, Apostle. I thank you, Lord, for just, I thank you for just making this so plain today that Christ is the spirit giver. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what he told the disciples. He said to the disciples, it's expedient that I leave you. But when I leave, I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
He even told them. He said, look, I'm going to send the comforter. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. When I leave, I'm going to send the comforter. And when he comes, he's going to bring all things to your remembrance, everything that I have told you. See, that's why we got to keep going in the word. Because we need to know what Jesus has told us. The disciples. We want to know what he has told them, what he has penned them. It was not only for the disciples, it's also for us. It's also
Amen.
For us. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
I thank God for that word. I thank God. I've been listening to you all the time while I'm working. I got
yeah.
this job together now, so I'm going to cement the holes on the back and the outside of the house and leave here and head back home. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank God for using you. After you being available to take
Thank
up the slack
you.
When I need the slack taken up. You don't ever
yeah.
question. You just say, okay, I would do it. You know, you
yeah.
just make time for the Lord. And, you know,
yeah.
when you make time for the people of God, you are making time for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, you're making time for the Lord. So we thank God for that. We really
Amen.
Thank God for you. We really appreciate you so much. I tell you the truth. I really appreciate you, oh my God, I really do. And you know, for all that you do for the kingdom is going to take care of you.
Amen.
You can't never outbeat
Amen.
God. I don't care how you try. You can't
That's
never
right.
outbeat God. You can try. You can try if you want to. You can try if you want to. But you can't
Hallelujah.
Outbeat God. I'll tell you, he's going to do what he said he's going to do for you.
That's
and
right.
I know sometimes we get impatient. All people get impatient. All of us. I get too, from time to time. But because I've been doing this for such a long time, I know how to wait on the Lord. And I know how to wait. The people that get it impatient. God, I've been waiting for a husband. God, I've been waiting for a wife. I want to get a new car, Lord. When am I going to get a house? When I'm going to get an apartment. Everybody got an apartment. I don't have it. Everybody got a house. I don't have a house. Everybody got a husband, a wife. I don't, you know, we just wait on God. God don't do nothing on your time. You know, can you imagine the Israelites in Egypt? And Moses come and tell him, look, you all going to come over here. God has sent me to bring you all out. And every time they look around, the work is getting harder and harder. Pharaoh is doing them, treating them like dogs, cats and dogs. It's getting worse and worse. And Moses tell him, oh, God's going to bring you out. You understand? And you can imagine they're mad at Moses because Moses been telling us them that for a long time now. God's going to bring you out, but they don't see. They're not seeing any relief. But then when the time was right, my God, when the time was right, the Bible said he brought them up with a strong arm.
Hallelujah.
With a strong arm. I mean, nobody could stop it. He brought them up with a strong arm. And that's the way he delivered us. When we wait on him and we trust him, that's how he blessed us. That's how he gives us the desire of our heart. When we trust him, and no matter what's going on, you know, he said, I will take care of you. He didn't tell that you wouldn't go through some stuff. He didn't say that stuff wouldn't get tough, but he said, I'll see you through. He said, I'll bring you through all the hard times. That's what he says. So what we got to do, we got to trust him while we wait. We got to trust him while we wait. Glory to God. Trust him while we wait. And I ain't never read no part in the Bible where it says that God's here. And I've been reading the Bible for a long time.
Yes,
I ain't seen no part in there where it says he failed. There's no place where it says he failed. You can't find it. It's not
that's
in
right.
there.
Well, said
ain't
not.
No point looking because it's not in there.
Not in there.
Ain't no place where it says he failed. He never failed. Matter of fact, the old people would say, he never failed me yet.
Right.
The old folk would sing that song, he never failed me yet.
Oh, no.
He never failed me yet. You know,
never
so
failed.
Trust, you can trust. You can trust him and depend on him. Rely on him because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. That's what the God that we serve does. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So
I just thank him and praise him for you, for all you're doing. If anyone want to come on and encourage a woman of God, you can come on in now and encourage her. The line is open. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is so good to us. Sister Lula gone, she got off. But if nobody's want to say anything, you can go ahead. I tell you, Apostle, you can go ahead in prayer and close out these people on the line. But nobody's saying nothing. You don't want the word. Once you do what God said do, just go on and pray. And nobody want to give God no glory because I thank God for the word. I praise in God for the word because this word has given me life. You know, I keep my mind moving all while I'm working. My mind is moving with the word. So I really thank God for the word that you released today. It's a powerful, anointed word. You can't get it no better. You can't get it no better. You put it just, we put it right out there. And the devil mad. Because when you teach it and preach it like this, the devil gets mad.
Right.
He gets mad.
No, he gets
so
mad.
You can go ahead and pray us out. And I'm going to start cleaning up here.
Amen.
Well, I hear Brother Deacon, he might want to share something. Brother Deacon, if you want to share something, you can go on in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Deacon.
We pray the Lord. We good morning, each one of you. Thank God on the word that was received today. I truly enjoyed it. And I just thank God. Thank God I enjoyed the word, man, what I heard this morning. It's about God. It's about Jesus. It's Jesus only. It's about God. We just truly thank God what has been said on today. And I really truly was blessed by the word of God, by what has been said in the word, in the book of St. John. I just thank God for that truly heard. He is our giver. He is our giver. We just thank God for what has been said. We just thank God. And I thank God for what has been said. We all time crying. We crying for husband, husband ain't acting right. We all the time crying. What we need to be crying to, we'll be crying to the Lord. Cry to the Lord. That's what we need to be doing. We need to cry out to Jesus. Cry out Jesus more. That's what's wrong with us now, Apostle Miller. We too caught up crying over something ain't worth crying over when you need to be crying over Jesus.
That's right.
Crying out to the Lord.
Crying,
if you ain't crying, if you ain't one thing, you're crying out to a, crying out to a, for a woman, to a wife, and a husband. You crying out for children. You crying out for you crying out for everything, brother and sister. And what you need to be crying out is you know, it's to Jesus. That's what we need to be crying out for.
Oh,
it's to God. We all be give God. We all be crying out. We don't never think about Jesus only. All we think about man so much, but we never think about Jesus. That's what we get our life caught on. We got our life stuck on man so much. We can't never trust God enough.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with us. We all the time thinking men gonna hook, man a hub and a wife gonna always go is in the picture. No, we gotta realize God is in the picture. Jesus is in the answer.
Yes,
God does come first. God does come first. God does come first.
Yes, Lord.
I won't let anything that stop me from praising God.
Amen.
Now, the one thing about it, one thing, you might laugh behind my back. You might scowl at my name. I'm going to still pray the Lord. Hear you to say, I'm going to still pray the Lord. Huh? I'm going to pray the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm loud now. You might not want to hear it. I'm loud now. Some people don't want to hear it. They talk about they don't want to hear about the way, they don't want to hear the devil, they don't want to hear. And when you was out in the world, I bet you when you're out there doing your own thing, yeah, you would hear that when you was out in the world. But when it's God, that's what we need to hear, about the word of God. We think we don't want to hear the word of God. That's the way we are.
That's so true.
I know the time I've been out there. I know I was out there myself, even myself.
Mm-hmm.
But only God can turn that around. Only God can fix. He'll turn it around. God will turn it around.
My Lord.
He'll turn it around. And that's why most of us ought to be trying to all go up in our mouth praying the Lord. I don't know about nobody else. I can come pray to the Lord. I can't speak for nobody. I talk for me. I talk for Deacon. I ain't talk for nobody. I give God a praise. I don't come against nobody. I don't come in and defend nobody. I don't come here for that. Defend anyone, hurt nobody. I gotta get the Lord myself.
That's right.
Jesus myself. Give God a praise myself.
Hallelujah.
Give God praise. No, I ain't come here to look. I don't come here to look cute on God. I come give God some praise.
My.
And it's a pitiful shame. We can't give the Lord a praise. Are we caught up in everything? That's something that really don't make no sense. Something that really just don't even. It ain't, in this day. And, you know, Apostle Miller, it just ain't worth it. Worry about something. So all this foolishness. And what you need to be worried about the word of God.
That is the truth.
You need to worry about Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. He's so good to us, brother.
He always said, best to come up, the blessing. How they say it? When the blessing come up, the praise will come down. And you know, that is the truth. I hear somebody saying that. You mean tell me I ain't going to pray to the Lord? Or you mean to tell me? I tell you what, I tell you what, you better pray to the Lord.
Right.
You're going to be too late then to praise him.
Lord, yes, Lord.
You're going to be too late then.
Jesus.
You're going to be too late.
Yes.
Now, I just truly say, I just thank God. Thank God what has been said on today. I really truly enjoy the word of God. So I can talk about God. I'd rather talk about something that ain't worth talking about. Something that what you don't need to hear.
My.
Something you don't even want to hear it. You don't want to hear nothing foolish. The only one thing I want to hear, I want to hear how he rose up. He rose up this morning. He woke up in our right mind this morning. Yes. He rose up this morning.
Nobody but Jesus.
He woke us up this morning. And we can't even come give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We worry about something ain't worth it. Not ain't worth half cent. They ain't worth it. Not ain't worth it. Mm-hmm. But you wondering why, and you wondering why so many, you were in the way you have so many heart attacks and all that. Your blood pressure get high. We need to be trying to trust God.
My.
So you don't need to be. We need to be on fire for Jesus. Just cry out to God. Cry out. Shout for Jesus. Cry out for God. I thank God for the word. I thank God what I heard on today. I thank God what I heard. I thank God there was a blessing this morning. I thank God how God really said something. The word of God said something today. Let God, because you was available and he used you. God, he is your vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He spoke through you even though who didn't want to hear it.
That's right.
Even though the word went forward today. The word of God went forward. It's in the word. Mm-hmm. And all they said, he said 66 pages in these scriptures. All the way from Jesus, all the way to Revelation. I just truly thank God what the woman of God was in you. Always said all the time. Let the Lord continue to use you. And let God continue to speak through you. Cover you, because you is his vessel.
Yes.
He's the one of us. Even I say that.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the word of God was in you. Let the word get in through you. But the word of God, that's what he calling y'all. Even though you're gonna have some jealousy, folks in the world. That's what it is. That's what they do. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us do. It's gonna be a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of haters out there gonna hate on you.
Yes.
But you just got to do what the God tell you what to do. Do what the word of God.
That's
what
true.
The word of God within you. Word of God, regardless. Don't want to hear it. But I thank God, I tell Spirit and Mama the same thing. But God intended to use you, and let God intend to speak through you and cover you. That's what the word of God is doing in your life. But I thank God for you. I really truly enjoyed it. I really thank God what I heard on this morning. I really truly enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can always speak. I can speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the rock to cry out. If you don't trust him, the rock's gonna cry out. If you don't praise him.
That's right.
I don't worry about who don't want to hear nothing I have to say. Only God heard it. Be the one. Like God continue to you, I wouldn't ever want to become him. Would have said something. But I truly thank God. There's one thing about it. Yeah, you're gonna have a bitterness in their heart. But I don't have a bitterness in the heart against nobody. I don't have that animosity against nobody. I never did have an animosity. And what we need to be doing, crying out, going out on our knees, praying unto the Lord. Call out God's name. Call out his name. That's why a lot of times it's going to be one day you ain't going to be able to. You ain't going to be able. It won't never be no block talk. It won't never be no trust line. You won't never need the King James Version Bible. You're going to know the word come out your body, come out your belly. But I truly say I thank God on the word of what I heard on today. I really enjoyed it. What I heard, word of God. God intended to bless you and may he keep you in the name of Jesus. The name is, we pray. You keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on teaching and keep on preaching the word of God. Because you will get your word. Your word is coming. We thank God on what we heard on today. So I bless God on the word. I thank God for you. I thank what has been said. May God continue to bless you. May he keep you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I'm done. Amen.
Amen. I thank you, Deacon, for the words of encouragement. And I thank and praise God for everybody to pray for me. My back still hurting. Walking slow, but I'm just determined. I just determined to, you know, I really wanted to bring the word Friday. And, but, you know, I'm in pain, but, you know, I told God I got to still do it, you know. And if a pastor need me, God will give me what to bring tomorrow. Amen. But my son-in-law is supposed to come and take me to the grocery store. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, close out. But I just thank God. I just thank God for the opportunity, you know. And Deacon, just words of encouragement to you. Don't let nothing that nobody say disencourage you, you know. Because we ain't on the battlefield for men. We on the battlefield for our Father, amen.
Well, that's right.
I ask my Father, in Jesus' name, let me stay in your word. It doesn't matter who wants to hear me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because man is not giving me a payback, but my Heavenly Father is going to pay me back. Pay me back in your amen. And so I just truly thank God for this opportunity. Thank praise God for Apostle David Callender and his lovely wife. I thank and praise God for, we always call ourselves sisters. We are sisters in the Lord, but Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop Jane Washington, I praise God for their loving kindness, you know. They always show that love is kindness. Hallelujah. And no, we call each other, we pray, and they see any time if I call her just to pray, threatening me. I, you know, even sometimes she might be eating. I say, I know you coming back. No, no, no. No, no, I'm going to pray right now. But I just praise God for her. I praise God for he got another soldier in this world. We got other soldiers all over the world, but he got a soldier. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God-made soldier. Hallelujah. And I praise God for her and her husband. And I thank God for Mother Grant. She's so faithful to come and to, you know, share the word of God. And I thank God for you, Deacon. You know, you just come and you encourage people, Lord. But I just, you know, I'm just asking God to just help you, Deacon, help you and help you, because God is the one that you got faith in. You got your faith with him in God, and he is the one. And don't let nothing that nobody say to you, uh-uh. You know, if they say something to me, it's going to go out one ear to another. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and close out because I, you know how it is when you have to wait on somebody. You got to be ready when they come. Amen.
Exactly.
Father, for your word that went forth, we thank you for those that heard it. God, in the name of Jesus, but I know you is the word. I know you is the spirit. And you taking your word through the spirit and you going put it all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's your word. You said your word. And the Holy Spirit will take your word and put it in somebody's heart, somebody's father, and that person can continue to, that word get where you want it to get. Hallelujah. Give your people the ear to hear and a heart to believe. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you, God, I pray for every sick person in the hospital today. Mm-hmm. I always get her name wrong, Nisha. I ask you, God, for totally and complete healing in her body in the name of Jesus. And God, let us heal some changes. And Lord, let it be some good changes. Hallelujah. And I pray for my sister likewise and everybody else, sick one thing to the other. I pray, God, because we know we serve a super and a natural God. You can do supernatural things. And God, your word declare that what that you did, we shall do also in greater work. Now, God, we want to speak your word because you give us the word. We speak your word. Healing to those that are sick and shed in all over the world. In Jesus' name, I let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Apostle Callender, I'm signing off. Goodbye.
Me man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.